Hey, boss, that SafeTouch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old SafeTouch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the SafeTouch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without SafeTouch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with SafeTouch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a SafeTouch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF2000-1945.
Hey, what's up? Happy Thursday. Welcome back to BabeCast. My name is Megan. You probably already know that, but I just thought I'd repeat it every single episode just in case you didn't. It's definitely been one of those weeks that has felt like two in one. But, you know, we're going to get through it. Tomorrow's Friday, and things are looking up. Have a concert-filled weekend. Going to see Bon Iver tomorrow night at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. Very excited for that. Then Saturday night, I'm going to dust off my cowboy boots and go see Chris Stapleton at the arena. Totally kidding. I don't have cowboy boots, but I really do like Chris Stapleton. Two great shows in two nights. Going to be super tired and most likely hungover on Sunday. Speaking of hungover, when I was in college, I basically accomplished nothing. I say it a lot on this podcast. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I kept changing my major. I kept failing classes. I kept dropping classes, withdrawing, whatever. The guest that I have on the podcast today is actually the exact opposite of that. She's still in school, but also owns her own business. The super talented owner and designer of Mahina Swimwear. Please welcome to BabeCast, Day. Okay, so where are you from?
I'm actually from the Philippines. So my family and I actually immigrated from the Philippines to Ponte Vedra back in 2007. I was about like 10 years old.
So 10 years ago. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
that's like right on track.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so do you still live, like you live in Ponte Vedra now with your family?
Yes, I do. So I've only lived here in Ponte Vedra, basically in the United States. Like I haven't been in any state, just
really?
Florida. So I was in fifth grade, and yeah, I guess like it's kind of hard because I had to basically learn, you know, like a lot, like, well, learn more of like the English language,
right?
And yeah, it was kind of tough at first,
I imagine, because you know? You're just a kid and yeah. You're just like
trying to,
you know,
adjust.
That's a huge change, and not only it's a huge change to even move schools when you're a kid, never mind move to a different country. You know, did you feel like you adjusted well though for the most part?
I mean, yeah, I guess because I did, like, I made like right from the start, like I made a new friend like in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And I guess she kind of like helped me out like growing up, like, hey, like this is like what we normal kids in America do. You know?
Are you still friends with that person? No.
No.
No. Okay. It happens. Are you kidding? I'm like not friends with barely anybody that I was in fifth grade. So I totally understand. So did you go to college here or are you in college now?
Yeah, I'm in college right now, actually.
Okay.
I go to FCJ. I'm taking business and marketing classes.
So that's obviously helping you with your business that you have right now.
It's actually funny because my parents, they wanted me to be in like in the medical field.
Oh, area. Really? Is that what they do?
Well, most, but not all. And yeah, they kind of just like, you know, like suggested that I should be in like the medical field. And we're like,
Because of like money reasons?
Yeah, money reason wise. Yeah. They knew that it's like going to support me, I guess, in the long run. But I actually started like right when I started college, I started 2 years ago, like when I graduated, and I did, like, I realized that it wasn't for me.
That's like what college is for. You kind of get that experience and you realize that's not my thing. Maybe it isn't what you thought it was going to be or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, like we only have one take at this life. Like we might as well like pursue whatever it is that we like aspire to be. And
right.
So I kind of just realized that it wasn't for me. And, you know, I was struggling to really like take my classes because
and if you're going to be in the medical field, you have to really want to do it because it's probably so hard. I don't know from experience, but I imagine it's real hard.
I took a few classes and I'm like, wait, Like, I don't know if I really want to be in this anymore, you know?
Right.
Or, like, really want to.
So now you switched your major over to business.
Yes.
Okay. How's that going? Do you like it?
I mean, because, like, it's, like, something that I really, you know, like, I really am interested in.
Right.
So it's helpful.
When you're not in school or you're not working and running, I can't believe you're in college and you have your own business. That's crazy.
Thank
like,
you.
What? I was like so the opposite of that in college. So when you're not working and you're not like doing or going to school, what are you doing in your free time? Like, what's your favorite thing to do?
Actually, I love exploring.
Yeah? Like, where do you explore? Traveling
so,
or just...
Yeah, I love to travel, like, so much. This is why I love what to... Like, I love what I'm doing because I get to do all that stuff. I love exploring new places here, like, in town, you know, like, new businesses that just opened up.
Sure.
Or just really just, like, for, like, potential location, like, for my photo shoots and stuff. You know,
okay.
I love exploring and, like, just, like... really like getting to like know the city more.
Right.
You know?
It is a huge city.
Yeah.
so just like kind of checking out new places like restaurants and stuff around town.
Right.
What's your favorite show that you're watching right now on TV?
Oh my gosh. So I don't really have a favorite because I love to like switch around.
Okay, that's fine.
But,
that's fair.
I just finished Stranger Things.
You
too.
Did, me
yeah.
too.
Did you like
Obsessed,
it?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I thought it was, like, really, really cool.
Did you watch the first... You just finished the first season.
The second.
Oh, okay, okay. Season. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm so obsessed. I'm sad I watched it all in, like, 2 days when it came out on Friday.
Yeah.
I was like, it's over.
So I'd be working, and I'm like, have that playing.
Oh, I don't know how you work and watch that.
Oh, I love to multitask.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't, but, like, I love to have, like, background music when I'm, like, working and just, like, listening to podcasts or whatever it is.
Sure.
Just to, like... you know, like, have something playing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like...
I get that, but that show is, like, so intense, I can't even imagine you being able to focus.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I feel like the second season wasn't too, like...
As intense?
Like, as intense as the first one.
I don't know. It was so good.
I just thought there were, like, a lot of crying.
Yeah. That is true. There was a lot of
crying. It was, like, more of a drama.
I know. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't watched it all yet, but I just thought it was so good. There was one episode that I was not a fan of, but I feel like you might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to talk about your swim line. Is it Mahina?
Yes.
What does the name mean?
Actually, it means the... moon in the Hawaiian language.
Okay, that's cute. I love that. What made you want to name it that?
I just like find the moon to be like, you know, it's just so beautiful and like especially at night when the moonlight like beams.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like the radiant glow that it shows off. It's just so beautiful, and I want to like transition that to like how like the girls who are wearing my bikinis to feel about themselves. Like, I want them to feel beautiful and radiant in their own skin and just wearing my bikinis, I want them to feel like the same way and confident as well.
I love that. That's
Thank
so
you.
Great. So tell me a little bit about the line. Do you design them all yourself, or are you making them, or are you, how does it work?
Actually, I hand make and design everything.
You do not? Are you serious?
Yes, I do.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
Where'd you learn how to do that?
Actually, I started like, I like this has been my passion for like the very start from like when I was like 6 years old. Like,
really?
I knew I wanted to be a fashion designer. Like, it's always been my dream.
And then your parents were like, be a doctor. And you're like, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, I started sewing like in first grade, actually. My like back in the Philippines, they would offer it in my class. And I guess that's kind of just how it started. And then... yeah, so, like, it was, like, self-taught, kind of. Yeah.
Does anyone in your family do this or have interest in it, or you just kind of picked it up on your own?
Actually, like, my mom knows a little bit about sewing, but she's not, like... And also, funny story, like, when I was about, like, 6 or 7, my mm-hmm. mom got me my first Barbie doll. And, like, she didn't come with a lot of clothes, so I was like, hey, like, you know, like, I can make, like, or, like, create something for her. So I would, like, start, like, making and, like... designing clothing for my Barbie dolls.
That's so cute.
And just like cut it out from like fabrics, like old clothes that I had, and just like,
see, that's how you know that's something you're meant to do if you're doing that when you were a kid.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Thank you.
So is your store all online, or do you have an actual physical store somewhere in town?
I actually just have it all online.
Okay.
Also, if you want to, you can actually buy it from Blush Boutique here at Jacksonville Beach.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, like they have like a lot of like styles that I have. If you want to come check it out and like try it on, like just to see how it fits you, or like, you know, like if you're some, like if you're looking for something for like the holidays, like if you're going on a vacation and just like,
right. Like, you want something cute.
Yeah.
And what made you go, so you want to be a designer, but what made you go down the swimsuit lane, I guess?
Yeah. Actually, it started off as like, you know, like I couldn't find really like affordable, a lot of affordable bikinis and just, you know, like something that would like look flattering on like at the same time. And I was like thinking, hey, like maybe if like I could like design something and like, you know, like,
so you love the beach or you love the pool, like you love to be in the water. Is that your favorite thing?
I love nature. I love going to the beach. I love, you know, like everything just like outdoors.
Do you, I mean, you live in Ponte Vedra. Do you go to the beach a lot? I mean, it's a little chilly right now, but do you go usually?
Yeah, like as much as I can.
Yeah, right. You're busy. You have a lot of stuff going on. So that's kind of your inspiration. You're like, I love the beach so much and I always want a cute swimsuit, but the really nice cute ones are sometimes really expensive.
Right.
So, like, what are some of the brands of swimsuits that you absolutely love that you've been inspired by?
Oh, I love Acacia.
Is it Acacia or Acacia? Is that how you say it?
I think it's...
Oh, okay. Is it A-C-A-C-I-A?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And I don't know how to say it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I really love Acacia, and I love Boys and Arrows.
Okay, that's so cute, too.
So I love the aesthetic that they offer.
Right. And those brands are, like, super expensive.
Yeah, so it's, like, $200 for, like, tops and bottoms or even, like, more.
I know.
You know? And I'm like, hey, so, well, if I can make this, like, you know, like, why not, like, offer it to other people? And
swimsuit shopping for me has never been a fun thing. Like, I just never enjoyed it. Like, you always, it kind of makes you feel, like, bad about yourself or things don't fit right. Like, I have bigger boobs, so it's, like, hard to find something to fit.
Right.
You know? And I found one of the brands, L Space, Fit, has, like, they go by, like, cups. Mm-hmm. And it fits well, but it's, like, way too expensive for a radio girl budget over here. You know what I mean? So when I came across your Instagram, I was like, oh my God. And I clicked on your website. I was like, these are so cute and so affordable.
Thank you.
Like $30 for a top, right?
Right. Yes. So my price range from $30 to $60. And that's the most expensive, which is like for my one pieces.
How do you get the material to make them? And you, how did you begin the whole process?
Actually, I get my like fabrics and stuff from New Jersey and I get them shipped up here. Yeah, so I basically just like cut the fabrics and like sew and design. And
that's awesome.
Create it.
So do you draw out the designs first?
Yeah, so like the process like from the very beginning.
Yeah, like describe the process of the beginning to the end.
So first I like draw a design, like whatever I want, like, you know, like to come to life, obviously. And then I transitioned to patterns, like pattern papers, and I cut them out, and then onto that into fabrics, and then I would cut it, like, you know, like the fabrics, and then after cutting it, I would sew it, and then after sewing, labeling, and then, you know,
yeah,
all that stuff.
And so do you do this all from your house?
Yes.
Do you have like an office in your home that you do it?
It's like a little like office in my house. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Do you have anybody helping you?
Actually, it's like all on my own. So I'm a sole proprietor.
Wow.
And but I do get a lot of support from like my families and my friends and like my
But
boyfriend.
You're the one physically running the website, running the social media, making the stuff, designing it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank
so
you.
Where do you draw? I don't know if I asked you this already. Now I forget. But where do you draw your inspiration from?
My inspiration.
For your suits.
For my suits. So like other brands and like Pinterest.
Yeah. No, I know. It's like, I mean, that's where a lot of people get stuff from because it's just a bunch of different ideas in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So is there like anything trending right now? I know it's like getting into winter, but we still live in Florida, so we can still go
surprised.
To the beach.
You'd be surprised. Like I still get a lot of orders. Like
you
right
do?
Now,
so how many time. Orders do you say you get like per week?
Ooh. Like per
a
day
lot?
Is like, okay. I like on average, I would like every day I'd probably get like 5 to 10.
Okay.
So I do have an inventory to just like, you know, to have like bikinis like already made so that I'm not making like all of these bikinis.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Like, so everything that's posted, do you already have a certain amount up there?
Yes.
And how does your sizing run?
Sizings from, like, my extra smalls are, starts from double zeros, like pant size and bottoms.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes up to, like, size 10. But I do really want to expand more to, like, more sizing. And my tops from extra smalls to a double A and my large to double Ds.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So do you feel like this swimsuit, like having your own swimsuit line, is a really competitive industry? I mean, do you feel like you come across a lot of struggles?
In some way it is competitive. It's just like you really have, like, I have my own, you know, like style and like branding and theme. So like it's not like other brands out there, you know, like mine's
right.
like pretty unique. Like it's, I guess, like, it's, like, pretty different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's different because, I mean, you can find some of the trends that I've looked at your website, but also afford it.
Right.
Would you be interested in expanding to more than just swimsuits one day? Like, is this what you're going to school for, to get your business degree and just, you know, have it so that, is this, like, your main goal, what you're kind of already doing?
Basically, like, I'm really focused on swimwear. Like what I'm really passionate about, you know, like delivering more swimwear to girls who really want affordable bikinis. But like I really do want to expand to like more, like, you know, like actual swimwear. So like it could be like cover-ups and
sure.
stuff for swim, like beach wear, I guess you could say.
Right.
Yeah, but
I mean, this is, you're living in a good city for that too, I feel like. Do you travel a lot?
Actually, I love to travel as much as I can, but like right now I'm kind of like just slowing down, but I am planning to travel again in like January.
Do you go to like showrooms and stuff for your business, like in California and stuff like that?
Actually, I get asked a lot to go to like Miami Swim Week.
Do you go?
I'm planning on going.
You've never been before?
No, it's just like it's been so crazy for me. Like they start planning, like they've already started planning for next year's. Like it's a lot of it's. Like, you have to plan, like, really early ahead of time, and I feel like it's just too crazy for me right now.
Okay, so you're just too busy.
Yeah.
So if you went to Swim Week, do you bring your own suits and models and stuff, and
yes.
then you do?
Yeah, like, have your own fashion, like, runway, and...
Oh, my gosh, you should totally do that,
yeah,
because
I really
that's
want
such
to.
Great exposure. That's amazing. So they've invited you, you just, like, haven't been able to, like...
Yeah, and you can register online as well, like, if you want to join...
That's
like,
awesome.
I'm really looking forward to like 2019, like fingers crossed.
Okay. So how new is this, your company? How long have you been around?
It actually started off as a hobby like in 2015 and it just kind of built, like, you know, transitioned to a business in like 2016.
Right.
And yeah. So it hasn't been that long.
No, not at all. But yeah. I mean, 10 suits a day, is that's great.
Yeah. But it's been like. It's been such a great experience, though.
And yeah.
I love it so much, so.
Do you have anybody helping you as far as, like, business advice, or are you just kind of figuring it out all on your own?
Oh, like, I've, like, figured everything. Like, just Google it. I don't
really?
Know.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've Googled, like, a lot of, like, even from, like, getting my business license to, like, getting my DBA and all that stuff. And...
Have you ever run into any issues, that like big issues that you felt like maybe like a customer complaint or
yes.
something like that?
Oh, yeah. I deal with a lot of customer like service. And I mean, like, it's just really like, it's like about like more of like exchanges, you know, like sizing and all that.
Sure.
But yeah, everyone's been like really understanding. And
oh, that's
I really
good.
Tried to explain like, hey, this is like a one like. One woman show, so
right. I mean, it's really hard too, because to have a bathing suit, like, I mean, everybody's bodies are so different,
right?
So like to do it online, it's difficult because you think it's going to fit a certain way and then it doesn't. And I mean, do you have like a strict exchange policy, because it is a swimsuit, so it's like
right.
kind of like underwear.
I mean, you can return or exchange a bikini for like a different size. It's not a big deal. You know, I understand, like, it's online, so obviously
right.
it's not going to fit you 100%. Yeah, so I do offer exchange and returns if you don't
okay.
feel satisfied.
That's good. Do you have any, like, do you have any brand ambassadors, or, like, how do you get your name out there?
Yes, I do have brand ambassadors. I'm actually just started recruiting, and I love how, like, my girls are just so, so sweet and, like, so supportive, and...
So how does that work? Like, explain what a brand ambassador is. Do you send them a product and then they just wear it and post about it? Is that pretty much it?
Yes, basically. So they're like a brand representative for your brand, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so I'll send them bikinis and return they'll give me like photos and just so I can post them on social media and to really just get more exposure and like more people aware of my brand, I guess.
Right. And how do you find these people or do they find you?
I do have a lot of girls coming to me.
You do?
Like,
okay.
All the time. So it's
yeah,
it's
like
not...
free suits. Why not? I mean, it's awesome.
It's not hard to find, I would say. But I do like to, you know, like scout brand yeah. ambassadors.
Do you ever sponsor any events? Like, have you ever sponsored like a surf contest or anything like that around
no,
town?
No, not yet. I would love to, though.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good exposure. And do you ever have any like pop-up shops or anything around
oh,
town?
Oh, yes. I did. Actually just did one with Magnolia Supply at St. Augustine.
Cool.
It's really fun. I really want to do it more often.
Yeah, around here especially. I mean, I feel like there's so many opportunities. Like you said, I mean, that's cool that you're selling your suits in blush.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. Would you
yeah,
want
I'm so thankful. I love them. They're so sweet.
They
like,
are.
Their entire family.
They're so cute. I
yeah.
know. Have you thought about reaching out to any other stores around town in
yes.
China?
I really want to do, I really want to expand more like into stores and boutiques.
But you're only one person.
Yeah. But I really want to expand more into maybe in a possible future, manufacture.
Sure.
Like when it gets, like right now it's starting to get too crazy, but like when I do reach that point, you know.
Especially with the holidays coming up now.
Right.
So now do you feel like you're going to be like a little bit overwhelmed since it's just you?
Last year it wasn't too crazy, I feel like, but like this year I think like it's like really picking up to that pace that it's getting too crazy. So I'm like trying to do my best to get everyone, you know.
Right. So what about social media? You're running that by yourself, right?
Yes.
Where are you getting your content to post on there? Do you set up photo shoots and stuff like that?
Yes. So I do photo shoots like every week. And also I do a lot of collaborations with other photographers and brands, you know, and that's
yeah.
how like they send me content and I can post them. And also like...
So that's like one way you try to get your name out there by collaborating with other
yes.
people. Yeah.
I'm so big on that. I just think it's like so fun. It's like doesn't even feel like work. It's
right.
Like you're getting to know like all these like brands and like people and photographers and like you gain more knowledge too.
Right.
Know, when it comes to business.
Do you model your suits yourself or do you have like you hire models or both?
Both actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've modeled some of my bikinis and also I love models, like girls modeling my bikinis. I think it's like more of like, I love like other body types, I
yeah,
guess.
Sure.
You know?
And I could tell by your site too that you do have like other body types on there too. It's not just like one like
size.
Typical. Yeah. So that's really cool. So any collaborations with any companies around town?
Yes, I'm actually doing collaboration with The Rosy Cheek.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, she was just on here a couple weeks ago. That's
yeah.
awesome. What are you doing there?
Actually, we're doing a holiday photo shoot. Yeah, so we're trying to get more exposure as well for the holidays. So
what's it like? What's it for? She's gonna do the makeup or? And
yeah,
then...
so she's doing the makeup, and I'll have bikinis, and we're actually gonna have jewelries as well.
Cool. And then you're just going to like put Santa hats on them and be on the
yes.
beach. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So anything else like, I mean, in the future for you, would you consider like, would you want to eventually have a store of your own?
Yes, I would really love to.
Is that like your goal?
Yes, it's really one of my long-term goals.
How yeah. much more school do you have left?
I love learning. Like the more the more knowledge like, yeah, I think it's, like, better for me. I guess.
Right, 100%.
So.
I mean, you already know what you want to do.
Right.
So you are just trying to, like, benefit yourself, I guess?
Yeah, it's, like, more of, like, benefiting myself in a way than just to,
yeah,
like, really.
That's awesome. What about hiring employees? Like, is that something that's on your radar in the future?
Yes, like, definitely. Like, because right now it's getting too crazy, but, like, I know in the future I won't be able to. Catch up.
You're only one person.
Yeah. I do get a lot of help from my family, though, and my boyfriend. They do.
Oh, that's nice. Is your boyfriend sewing up some bikinis?
Oh, yeah. He actually cut fabrics for me sometimes.
He really does?
Yeah. And he, like, does a lot of shipping for
me, too.
That's
great.
So he's really supportive.
I feel like that's so important to have people in your life who are supportive.
Exactly. Especially our community here. It's everyone's so supportive.
Like, right.
I have like such a great support system, so I'm really grateful.
Yeah. Have you ever taken, did you take a like a design class, or this is just all from your
this
head?
This is like literally, it's like self-taught.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I just feel like that's like, I feel like some people are just like meant to do certain things. This must be yours.
Right. I mean, I've always wanted to be a fashion designer, so.
You're killing it. I love it.
Thank
okay,
you.
So where can people find out more about you and your line and maybe follow you on social media?
Yeah, so you can shop my bikinis online at www.mahinaswimwear.com. Mahina spelled M-A-H-I-N-A. You mm-hmm. can also find it at Blush Boutique here at Jack's Beach. And also my social media is on Instagram is at mahina.swimwear. And also on Facebook and Twitter at Mahina Swim.
And do you post a lot? Like if you have anything coming up on your social media, like a pop-up shop or something?
Yes, I do. Like I'm like obsessed with social media, so I'm always on there.
That's smart.
Instagram.
I mean, that's how you find people. That's how like people find you.
Yes,
I mean, that's
exactly.
how I found you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Okay, so go follow her, you guys. Day from Mahina Swimwear. Thank you so much.
Oh,
appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Megan.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.